Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show. Welcome to those of you who are tuned in and fired up and ready to go and connected to the Powerball of inspirational motivation and empowerment. Yes, that's right. I'm talking about being absolutely on fire for your success. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know what? There is so much to do in this world. You know, when I'm teaching and I'm in front of my students, I am on fire. There is an engine turned on inside of me, and it is like a rocket. It's like a roller coaster. Imagine that, a roller coaster on steroids. And we just have a great time. But one of the things I'd like to pose to them in terms of a question is I'm really getting into this motivation, being an entrepreneur, and also the mindset. So today, the question is, and I want you to call in, so get ready. Go grab your phones, get ready to call in with your answer for what is the entrepreneurial mindset. If you think you have the answer to that question, I want you to call in and share it right here on the Lalisa Williams Show as we go around the country inspiring and empowering people. You know, sometimes we feel as though we've missed out on something in life. We feel as though our time has come and gone for some dream, some opportunity, some vision that we had in our mind. Yet, I found out that if you just live long enough, you might be surprised at the fact that that opportunity just might show up again. And again, as I said, don't worry about the opportunity showing up. Stop worrying about that, because I know a lot of people spend a lot of time frustrated, disappointed, upset, and even sometimes angry and bitter because a situation, an opportunity, has not shown up yet in their life. But rather, what I like to say instead is, don't fret over the opportunity, whether it shows up or not. The key to happiness, or the key to being able to take that opportunity when it does show up, is that you are prepared. I believe that one of the saddest places to be is in a place where some time has gone by, days, months, years, even a decade or two has gone by. The opportunity that you so hoped for, so wished for, so prayed for in that time period did not show up. And all of a sudden, but you, in the meanwhile, because it wasn't showing up, you took it for granted. And because it wasn't showing up, you thought it wasn't going to show up. And so therefore, what did you do? You did nothing to prepare for the opportunity. One day, the opportunity, that's right, you got it, the opportunity shows up. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? You're not ready. You're not ready to take it. Why? Simply because you failed to do one small thing. Well, several small things that added up to a big thing. You did not get prepared. You did not prepare yourself. So, what am I saying? What am I saying? Well, I want you to call in 347-945. I want to hear from you. What do you believe, or what, in your opinion, is, or your own definition, what is the entrepreneurial mindset? So I know it's Friday morning, and some people get up a little late on Fridays, but I want to give you an opportunity to dial in and to share with our entire listening audience. I want you to come and share. What is the entrepreneurial mindset? So let me go back over here and switch over here for a bit, because I'm telling you, if you can call in with this information. And so call in now. I am on the line, and I want you to call in with your answer. Now, we have a fantabulous business weekend coming up for entrepreneurs. Oh, my God. We have an awesome. Oh, boy. We are excited. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that if you have not been getting ready, I'm not sure what you've been doing. Okay? I'm just not sure what you've been doing. Now, I'm going to tell you how some people have been getting ready. Some people have been getting ready for their big moment, and they may only get one, but the key is, are you ready? And so I want to know, what is your best suggestion or best tip for this question? What is the entrepreneur mindset? In other words, today is the day, as in no other day. And I mean, it's always been the day of the entrepreneur, because that's how the country got built. That's how countries get built, not just this country, but all countries. That's how we do it, is through the entrepreneur mindset. And so this is very, very, very exciting. very, very exciting thing to be a part of. So I want to know from you. I want you to call in, as they say, call in and talk to me and share with me, share with the audience, what your answer to this question, the entrepreneur mindset. So I can't wait to hear your answer. I'm standing by, absolutely waiting. I want to know, what is your answer to this question? So call in 347-945-7991. Now, I said before that there are opportunities that are coming your way. There are opportunities that are coming your way. They may not come today. They may not come tomorrow. But they will surely come. And the question of the day is, what is your entrepreneur mindset? But then I want to know, will you be ready when it gets here? Okay, don't stay discouraged. Don't stay defeated. Get up and do something about it. Get up and do something about it. So let me let people know that you can type your answer right here if you like. Okay, so for those people who can't call in, because I do believe that some people are at work or they are places where they cannot call into the show for some odd reason, they're not able to call in. If that is your situation, then please go right ahead, respond to the question in the Facebook, and I will definitely read your answer if you cannot type in. And welcome guests, I see you, but you can't type in as a guest. You would have to sign in you would have to sign into your account in order to answer the question, or you can call in. I don't mind. People want to stay anonymous. Great, fine, wonderful. You can call in 347-945-7991. What is your entrepreneurial mindset? Now, there are a lot of entrepreneurs today. Entrepreneurs are coming out of the woodwork. Just women alone. Women alone, about 7 billion. No, yeah. No, 7 billion? No, that's how many people are in the world, so certainly not 7 billion, but 7 million. 7 million women entrepreneurs. Oh, wow, that's exciting. That's amazing. There's still many of us to go. We are going around the country, not just on radio, but in physical, because a lot of people want to know the things that you know. You may think, well, I just know this. Well, you know a lot more than others. And so I'm doing these seminars. I'm going to have people come. I've done them before. I've done them here in New Jersey. And a lot of students have benefited from the classes that I teach at Essex County College and Union County College. And then I taught for a short time at Yeshiva University. I taught there for about 2 years. So I've taught a lot of students over the past 10 years that I've been teaching business courses. And I taught one course online for Axia College, just one semester with that. And I don't, that was another 20 or 25 students. So these students are all over now, and they have learned some strategies, some tips on how to be an entrepreneur, what are the factors of production. Talked about business formation, how to, and we talked about the economy. We've talked about the global environment. We've talked about the marketplace and everything. So now I'm asking you, what is the entrepreneurial mindset? Call in 347-945-7991. And I will put you on the line. If you're on the phone, hit your number one key. Now keep in mind that
this entrepreneurial, I'm going to give you a hint, the entrepreneurial mindset is not just for entrepreneurs. And so, again, the new program that we're rolling out, hopefully tomorrow you all will be a part of the launch. If you can't physically or live, you know, come to the launch live, it is the Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Yes, there is a membership fee, but if you sign up or register to be a member, because membership has its privileges, if you register to be a member, you will get a lot of training from not only Coach Lalisa, but others that I've solicited to be a part of the mentoring and the coaching for the individuals who are members of the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. And so the launch is tomorrow, Saturday. We're excited about it. But it's all a part of being an entrepreneur. It's all about leadership, and it's all about using your talents, your gifts. And it also demonstrates a part, and I'm going to be talking more about the entrepreneur mindset. I'm going to be talking more about how to position and leverage your skills on the job, at home, at work, in the community, in your personal life. You're going to get the whole gamut. You're going to get the whole gamut. If you're a part of that association, I'm going to teach you how to go from poverty to prosperity, how to increase your products and your services for your business, how to get into the marketplace. I'm going to teach you every strategy that I know that has worked and that has worked for others, that it will work for you. So call in if you have an answer to the question, what is the entrepreneurial mindset? You can call in 347-945-7991. Now, let me jump back over here and see if someone has responded, because I did say that you could respond right here on Facebook as well if you have a comment or if you would like to say what you feel that it is. Okay, now, I believe that, let's see, did we get a response? Yes. I think we got something here. Well, I do have a, looks like, Now, so there are many people that are around. There are many people that are around that have an answer. So I want you to call in 347-945-7991. The entrepreneurial mindset. In other words, and you got to hit your number one key in order to go online, but we certainly welcome you to the broadcast. Today is Friday. Yesterday, I wanted to know who inspired you. And then Monday, I have some more questions and more topics about entrepreneurship, being an entrepreneur. What is the entrepreneurial mindset? And then we're going to start, you know, going in. However, after Saturday, there's only certain topics that we will be discussing, you know, in an open format for the individuals who want to go to another level in their life. They want to go to another level in their life. That means their every key area of their lives. Then they want to be a member and to be a part of this association for women leaders and entrepreneurs, because we are setting a foundation to leave a very powerful legacy for the next generation, for our children and others. It's not just about our children. It's about society as a whole. And we're getting on board with technology. Every technology strategy that I know, that I've learned, will be poured out to the individuals who become members. Now, how do you know about that? You have to go onto Facebook and you have to type in the event section, type in the date, January the 26th. It's very easy, very simple. Facebook, well, we thank Facebook. They've made a lot of things simple. I know they have made some mistakes, but they've made a lot of things simple for us. Go on to Facebook. Go to the events box. Type in the date of the event, and you can find any event you want. Well, you go on to January 26th, and around 2 o'clock, you will see the flyer for this event. It's a launch party. We are going to launch this international association for women leaders and entrepreneurs. It is about mentoring. It will give you access to, so I'm giving you a preview of it. This is not the launch. I'm just giving you a preview since no one has called in with the answer to the entrepreneurial mindset. So if you call in with an answer, I'll open up your phone lines and I'll jump and switch back to that. I can promise you I'm one of the fastest speaking switchers you probably ever meet. However, so you got to keep up when you tuned in to Coach Lalisa. But here's the thing, if you go to the website, and you'll see. So it's going to be about mentoring. You'll get discounts on events. The fee is going to be so incredible low for members. So you have to tune into the launch party to hear exactly what it is so you can take the opportunity. Now, take the opportunity. That's a clue. Ding, 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 ding. A bell should have just gone off for the entrepreneurial mindset. The entrepreneurial mindset, I'll just give you a hint. One of the things about the entrepreneurial mindset is that it is clued in to that word, opportunity. When it comes to the entrepreneurial mindset, the word opportunity is big business for the entrepreneur mindset. Okay? We are in this age of the new entrepreneur. Many, many things are still being done in a traditional format, the way we did it 30 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago. But there's also many new things. There's more dimensions that have been added that are causing the entrepreneur to rethink how we do entrepreneurship. Well, just the very fact that we have this access to the entire world based on technology, that in and of itself is a huge and major and significant game changer. The very fact that we have access to the world. There are 7 billion people in the world. Mm-hmm. So, there's other pieces to this entrepreneur mindset. But if you want to be a success, one of the things, okay, I will share this with you. One of the things that if you want to be totally successful in your business, you definitely will have to have this new mindset, this mindset of the entrepreneur today. No more can you just do things the way you've always done them. You know, one of the things in the entrepreneur, one mindset, another one that I can share with you that you must have, I said one thing is that as an entrepreneur, the entrepreneurial mindset is that you have to absolutely fall in love with concepts like opportunity, risk-taking. But another thing that you have to absolutely do is you have to get used to uncertainty. You have to be trained for that. The average person that has worked for years and years and years for someone else, the main reason that some people took jobs like that was the big fat C word, certain. A lot of people say, you know, I'm going to work somewhere where I'm certain of a paycheck. I'm certain that I'll get, you know, paid every 2 weeks or every week or every 30 days or whatever. You know, there was a certain high level of certainty when people took jobs. That's why they said, I'm going into this field that I'm certain there will be jobs in this field for the next 30, 40 years. You see, So one of the key differences to being an entrepreneur and how your mind will have to change how you have set it up is that you must understand and have a high tolerance. Entrepreneurs need a high tolerance of uncertainty. Because if you don't have that, you probably will give up on your business at the first sign of disruption, at the first sign that there's some type of major problem or some major setback. You'll just give up and walk away. Well, the person with the entrepreneur mindset doesn't just walk away because there's a problem or because things change in the legal environment or things change in the economic environment. The entrepreneur mindset is a permanent mindset. It's a steady mindset. It's a mindset that is consistent with owning, with starting, operating, and running a business and managing that business. A true entrepreneur mindset, it has that has that at its core. That's what it drives on, the entrepreneur mindset. So if you want your business, if you want to stay an entrepreneur, if you want to continue. Now, there's other pieces as well of the entrepreneur, having the entrepreneurial mindset. Now, here's the trick, because you may not have noticed this in my conversation, and I was hoping someone would call in. You still have a few minutes, 347-945-7991. Hit your number one key for those of you who are already on the phone line, and even if you don't have an answer for the question, what is the entrepreneur mindset, maybe you have a suggestion for what the entrepreneur can do, because this is where we're headed. We are here. Some of you are, everyone is attached to the entrepreneur. Everyone. Every single 7 billion people in the world. Okay? Every 7 billion plus or minus the 7 billion people in the world, every single last person is somehow or another connected to the entrepreneur. Either you're married to them, or they're married to you, or they're your children, they're your cousins, they're your family member. Somehow, either you work for them, maybe you, if you have a job, a J-O-B, and I know some people, I always crack up laughing when people say, they use the definition J-O-B, just over broke. Or like I heard last weekend, journey on broke or something like that. J-O-B, the definition. But because they're talking about people basically living paycheck to paycheck, never being able to really raise their level of income unless the organization decides to give them a raise or a promotion. So it's controlled by someone else. But so this entrepreneurial mindset, okay, that a person has is not just for the owner of the business. It could be for the file clerk. It could be for the administrative assistant. It could be for the sales associate. It could be for the mail clerk. It could be for the floor sweeper, for that matter. You don't have to be the owner of the business to have the entrepreneurial mindset. You see, anyone can take advantage of opportunities. Anyone can be that person that is willing to take risk, and anyone can be that person that understands that uncertainty is something that you have to have a high tolerance for. So you don't have to be the business owner to have an entrepreneurial mindset, or the person who physically started the business. You could be one of the stockholders, you could be a shareholder, you could be or any of the 9 or 10 stakeholders in that organization. You can still have the entrepreneurial mindset. And as a matter of fact, you could be a student in school. You could be a, oh, I can't wait to get to my students and teach them. Wow. Okay, I know somebody's listening, and you know what? It's already done in your school. That's fine. I'm good. I'm okay with that, because that's one thing about the Blog Talk Radio. It encapsulates everything. So it's already captured the fact that I said that. But that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That when you tune in next week after Saturday, there's going to be only certain things that will be shared, because it will be for the individuals who are members. This exclusive membership for people who want to get the kind of information. So, but the entrepreneur mindset is something that happens for you. It happens for me. I'm excited about it. I hope you are excited too. I didn't get anyone else to share their concept today of the entrepreneur mindset. That's okay. Maybe next time. And Monday. So hopefully you'll come back as well on Monday. And Monday, I'm going to be talking about college. Is college for me? Is a college degree for me? That's going to be my topic on Monday. So I thank you for tuning in. Hope you had a great time. I did. Don't forget, Saturday's the launch, the official launch, the official launch. I've already gotten the membership, and I haven't even launched yet. The official launch of Women International, Women Leader and Entrepreneur International Association. Take care and have an awesome, awesome day. That's it for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.